Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 91. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 68. High of 91 tomorrow. Seasonal temps Friday and Saturday with highs from the upper 80s to the low 90s. Thunderstorms both days. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Minute and Public News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the official budget is set for the state of Kansas for the upcoming 2026 fiscal year after the Kansas State Legislature had passed into law their Senate Bill 125 that mandates all state agencies to reduce their state general fund budget by near 1.5%. As WIBW reports that Governor Kelly released a statement yesterday as we get closer to the new fiscal year, saying, quote, as governor, I have worked to get Kansas back on the right fiscal track and provide Kansans with the resources they need to prosper without risking the future of the state. I share the legislature's goal to reduce spending when possible and to increase efficiency in state government. However, the legislature's mandate to cut state agencies' budgets across the board is not the way to increase efficiency. A blanket cut is neither targeted nor thoughtful. Kansas Speaker of the House Dan Hawkins also released a statement saying that under the inflation that was created by the Biden administration, it was time to reduce the government spending along with the administration's government agencies.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. This week, it's the 2025 UEFA Women's Euros from Switzerland. See the battle to be called Europe's best unfold each day beginning Wednesday, July 2nd. Saturday night, it's baseball night in America as the Astros take on the Dodgers at 6 p.m. And Sunday, the road to FIFA 2026 starts now with the Men's Gold Cup Finals. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
For over 38 years, Truck Stuff has been improving the suspension on trucks, Jeeps, and SUVs. We have several brands to choose from, like Metal Cloak, Rough Country, Super Lift, Carly, and more. Lift it, lower it, or level it. Truck Stuff does it all. And with an in-house alignment machine and the only certified Yukon Master Technician in the state, we can upgrade your gears at the same time. Looking good and riding good at Truck Stuff at the corner of Central and Washington.
Tricked out, decked out, check us out, Truck Stuff.
We are just months away from the Kansas State Fair of 2025, and the Kansas State Fair has again announced that they are bringing back their Fairfield Golden Ticket giveaway, where they say they will be offering one winner, along with three of their favorite guests, an entire full package of tickets, rides, and perks for all the festivities this year. KSN News reports that according to the Kansas State Fair, the entire prize includes a season pass for all 10 days of the State Fair, tickets to two concerts for four individuals, a reserved parking spot at the Kansas State Fair, along with four midway wristbands for unlimited rides for one day, four five-ride attraction passes, and fair merchandise along with a vendor gift certificate. The Kansas State Fair does run this year from September 5th through the 14th in Hutchinson, Kansas. And if you would like to register for the potential gold ticket giveaway, you can go to the website at kansasstatefair.com. So far, some of the entertainment that has been confirmed for this year includes singer Sam Barber, comedian Jeff Dunham, and country artist Josh Turner. Mid-America Network News.
Ever thought about what kind of curveballs Mother Nature might throw our way? Don't worry. Blue Valley Insurance is here to lend a hand. Whether it's hailstorms damaging your crops or strong winds causing trouble, our crop insurance has got you covered. It provides compensation for crop loss due to damaging weather conditions like hail, and we offer wind coverage too. Swing by one of our Blue Valley Insurance locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. While the field for primary challenges in the 2026 midterm elections continue to widen after Douglas County District Court Clerk Crystal Rhodes has teased that she is, quote, testing the waters for potentially jumping into the congressional race for the Omaha-based 2nd Congressional District that's currently being represented by Republican U.S. Congressman Don Bacon. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that according to the statement from Rhodes, that she said that, quote, some folks have been lobbying her to get into the race, and her campaign is shared internal polling indicated that she, along with State Senator John Kavanaugh of Omaha, are within the margin of error for the Democrat primary voters within the area. Earlier this past month, Kavanaugh had already announced his formal candidacy for the race as well, with business owner Dennis Powell also announcing his bid back in the month of May. According to the local Democrat Party, they say they have, quote, mixed reactions to Rhodes' possible bid in the race. Mid-America Network News.
There's no better place to work, play, and relax than the great outdoors. Spend your day connected with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. Join online meetings on the patio, stream your favorite playlist by the grill, or watch a movie under the stars. Enjoy an uninterrupted connection this summer without ever having to step indoors with Blue Valley Technologies outdoor Wi-Fi. To learn more, visit bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Amanda Sabula was in Marysville recently at the Marysville Country Club speaking on When Everyone Leads.
The Kansas Leadership Center partners with Kansas State University in something called Third Floor Research. And there's their research that has come out has shown that those who engage in leadership and do that across an entire organization, a company, the community, that they actually are making more progress. Now that seems really intuitive, like, well, yeah, if everyone was exercising leadership, sure. But how does everybody do that? How do we create a culture? How do we build a culture where everybody leads? There's five different sections that address this idea of how everyone can lead. So the first is we have to identify the gap, that currently there's some kind of gap that exists that is keeping us from achieving and reaching the space that we want to get to. So first, when everyone leads, we have to identify the gap. Second, we have to identify the barriers to progress. Why aren't we currently making more progress than what we think we should be? What does that mean? Third, it has to start with you. So the thing I love about this program, the series that you all are doing, is really it's already started with you all. By showing up, by being part of these conversations, that's what this is about. So it has to start with you. Fourth, how do we energize other people? How do we motivate people? How do we engage them in a way that gets us in a space where we're all doing something? And then finally, this idea of everyone can lead.
There are four tools to building leadership.
There are four tools that we can look at on how to build a culture of leadership. So when everyone leads, we know in organizations where everyone leads, they're asking powerful questions, they're making multiple interpretations, they're acting experimentally, and they're making leadership less risky for others.
Amanda talks about how leadership is an activity and not just a position of authority.
As we have an idea now, this better understanding of where does leadership happen, the other thing I want you to play around with is this idea that leadership then is an activity, but not necessarily a position or authority. Hear me very carefully. This does not mean that authority is not necessary or important. Right? We need authority. What we're talking about when we're dealing with these really difficult, messy challenges is that we need more than just authority. Exercising leadership. So when we adopt this idea that leadership is an activity, it's not just a position or it's not just authority, it opens the space for more people to be involved. It builds a culture of leadership. The key thing I want you to look at here is leadership is an activity. It doesn't mean authority isn't important or necessary. It just means it's insufficient for the big challenges that face our communities or our organizations.
When Amanda thinks about leadership, it revolves around challenges and opportunities.
First, when I think about leadership, it has to revolve around challenges or opportunities. So leadership doesn't just happen. I don't know about you guys, but when everything's going really well and everything's going just fine, typically no one's looking around like, hey, we need leadership right now, right? Like usually it's when there's something that's wrong or someone has an idea and they think about a way they can make something better. That's usually when we see the space that leadership is needed. So basically, sometimes we look at leadership and we think, oh, leadership has to happen in the space of our concerns.
Quick fixes don't work when handling big community issues.
The third idea here is that quick fixes don't necessarily work on these really big challenges. So when housing came up, One take on housing is we just don't have enough housing. Another take could be that we don't know how to build between 100 and 280,000. Another person could say, why are we talking about housing when our community population is declining? All of a sudden, we don't even have agreement around what's the real heart of the challenge when we talk about something. And so when we think about this idea of quick fixes, they're just not the things that work when we're dealing with these really big community issues. And so because quick fixes don't work, we have to explore a different approach. We have to have an attitude of curiosity. We have to experiment and try some things. We have to learn a lot. But the idea being, there's not probably some expert who can just come in and say, well, if you just did this, and you related that, and if you tried this around housing, you'd fix all your problems. because something new might bubble up. So a barrier to progress is quick fixes don't work.
Leadership doesn't always happen in a space of concern.
Some people think that leadership happens in the space of our concern. Well, this is all the stuff that's wrong, and this is what we need to make better, and if we would just do that, then leadership could fix it and we'd be done. Other people tend to be on the other side of things. Well, if we just focused on the new ideas, if we just focused on the good things about this place, and we just made that a little bit better, then it's like that positivity piece, but it's almost the toxic positivity, too much, right? What the Leadership Center, Kansas Leadership Center, believes is that leadership actually happens somewhere in the middle. It happens in that gap. And that's the space where we're trying to get our concerns connected a little bit better with our aspirations. The space that exists between our concerns and our aspirations. At the Leadership Center, we call this the gap. And that's the space where we see the need for leadership.
Dennis D. Holst, age 74, passed away Sunday. And a funeral service is planned Monday, 10 a.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1:30 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 6 until 8 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Dennis Holst. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, spaghetti with French bread, vegetable blend, and peaches. Tomorrow, a hamburger, baked beans, pea salad, and watermelon. KNDY News Time 7:15.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 90s, then clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying sunny throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid 90s, then clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers as we head into Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Friday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Then showers and thunderstorms are possible throughout Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. More rain showers are possible throughout Monday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms possible throughout Monday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July, 90. Record high on this date, 108. The average low, 68. The record low, 49. Sunset this evening, 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:05. It's sunny and 65 degrees. Let's check in the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 2nd of July. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
A perfect opportunity for temporary, of full or part-time hours and a great starting wage of $16.50. Walmart in Marysville is currently hiring temporary associates for a complete store remodel. Associates will work overnight hours, Sunday through Thursday, from July until October, with possible permanent employment and day or overnight positions available. Candidates will need to pass a background check and be assigned paid training immediately after hire. Be a part of the change today and apply in person at Walmart in Marysville. A driving force in your local economy. Walmart is an equal opportunity employer.
Fried chicken dinner at the Feed Sack Friday? Yep. Come on out July 4th for a special fried chicken dinner from 11 to 2, along with a full menu, plus homemade pies and ice cream from the parlor. No reservation required, dine in or carry out. Call ahead for carry out, 785-337-0777. Make it the Feed Sack for dinner Friday, 11 to 2. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 8 at Marysville Livestock. And find the Feed Sack on Facebook.
Dogs, superior to cats. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Indiana Fever were double-digit underdogs in the Commissioner's Cup Championship matchup last night, but they rallied to beat the Lynx 74-59. Indiana coming from down 13 in the first half to win by 15. Analyst LaChyna Robinson was on the call for the game.
Indiana was the more physical team, and they turned it up. And you saw it on the rebounding. Minnesota was out-rebounded by 10. They had 16 turnovers, which is very uncharacteristic of this team. And they only scored 59 points on their home floor. I mean, it was a really impressive victory by Indiana with how they were able to change the tide early.
Aaliyah Boston, Natasha Howard, each with a double-double in the win. Silver lining for the Lynx. The last two teams that lost in the Commissioner's Cup Championship went on to win the WNBA Finals. More offseason moves in the NBA yesterday, including MVP Shai Gilgeous-Alexander agreeing to a four-year, $285 million Supermax deal with the Thunder. He gets the richest annual salary in the NBA. In Milwaukee, the Bucks cut the injured Damian Lillard, which frees up money for the Bucks to bring in free agent center Miles Turner, who gets 4 years, $107 million. Baseball, the Dodgers score four in the first en route to a 6-1 win over the White Sox. Shohei Ohtani with home run number 30. Diamondbacks hit four homers. They beat the Giants 8-2. Zach Gallen, 10 strikeouts over seven innings. Cubs beat Cleveland 5-2. Guardians have dropped their last five. Pirates have won five straight. They shut out the Cardinals 1-0. Mariners 2-0 over the Twins. Angels score four in the eighth and beat the Braves 4-0. Astros edge the Rockies 6-5. Colorado with loss number 66. Rangers 10-2 over the Orioles. In Toronto, Blue Jays rout the Yankees 12-5 on Canada Day. George Springer, a grand slam and 7 RBI. Americans Coco Gauff, Jessica Pegula, the 2 and 3 seeds, losing their opening round matches at Wimbledon yesterday.
This weekend is what summer's all about, and Macy's July 4th sale is going on now with deals on everything you need to celebrate. Hosting? Turn your backyard into a party destination with 40 to 50% off outdoor entertaining. Beach bound? Turn heads in this season's hottest swimsuits, sundresses, and more. Get away with the kids? Superpower their summer with 25 to 60% off toys from Nerf. Plus, don't miss Macy's 4th of July fireworks live on NBC and Peacock. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now, that NASDAQ and S&P on Tuesday backed farther away from the all-time highs they reached last week. The NASDAQ falling 0.8% yesterday, the S&P losing a tenth of a percent. But the Dow Jones gained another 400 points to close at 44,495. Del Monte Foods is heading into bankruptcy. The 135-year-old company has reached an agreement with some key lenders to put together more than $900 million in financing to keep operations going as Del Monte looks for a buyer. Nissan is recalling nearly 500,000 vehicles to replace defective bearings that could lead to engine fires. The recall involves certain Nissan Rogue and Altima models, along with some Infiniti sedans equipped with 3 or 4-cylinder engines. That hectic 4th of July travel period got off to a rough start as severe weather that moved into the Northeast disrupted hundreds of flights nationwide. AAA estimates that a record 72 million people will travel over the holiday. Jim Ryan, ABC.
Don't miss the Jefferson County Fair July 9th through the 13th, home of the USAC Midwest Midget National Championship. This national championship race will have some of the nation's top drivers for the Thursday through Saturday event. After the races, enjoy the beer garden with live music or ride the mechanical bull. Free admission to the horse arena events with a rough stock rodeo, extreme trail challenge, and a fun open horse show. There'll be a carnival and many special events. Don't miss the Jefferson County Fair July 9th through the 13th in Fairbury, Nebraska. Visit us at jeffcofair.us or on Facebook at Jefferson County Fair, Nebraska.
Attention farmers and livestock owners looking for top quality feed and essential supplies for your animals. Look no further than Home City Grain, offering a wide variety of feed options for small and large livestock, as well as smart lick tubs, perfect for providing essential nutrients to your herd. Contact Home City Grain today at 785-799-3326 or find them online at homecitygrain.com for up to the minute grain bids, weather outlook, and more.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
I'm James Guerin. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the second to last day of the trading week here in just a little bit as we take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trading day. Over in the grains market, we did see those fighting back and forth all throughout the day. Those are mostly up, but still seeing mixed. In the seeds market, a pretty similar story there. And in the livestock market, those all did finish in the red to end the day yesterday. We'll see how these trends continue throughout the trading day today. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. As we start off in the corn market, July corn finished down half a penny at 420 even. September corn finished down 3 1/4 at 406 even. Kansas City wheat for July finished up 4 3/4 at 510 3/4. September KC wheat also finished in the green, up 4 1/2 at 531 1/4. In the oats market, July oats up 1 1/4 at 388 even. September oats up 1 1/2 at 374 even. Over in the bean market, July soybeans up 0.5 cent at 1024 3/4. August soybeans no change as it stays at 1029 3/4. Soybean meal for July down 2.10 at 269.20. August soybean meal also down 2.10 at 273.70. Soybean oil for July up $1.25 at 53.76. August soybean oil up $1.01 at 53.66. Over in the canola market, July canola finished up $16.80 at $6.99.80. November canola, same story, also up $16.80 at $7.09.70. In the cotton market, July cotton, no change. It stays at 66.28. December cotton, down a dime at 68.03. And taking a look at some of your closing numbers for the stock market, the Dow Jones up 442 points, the S&P 500 down 6 points, and the NASDAQ was down 170 points. Market information for the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. When preparing for breeding sheep and goats, there are several management considerations that can improve efficiency and outcomes when it comes to getting animals bred and having healthy lambs and kids. K-State small ruminant specialist Kelsey Bentley discusses the ideal body condition for sheep and goats beginning breeding.
Body condition scoring is going to be a critical tool for managing our breeding success. The ideal body condition score, and this is out of a 5-point scale, for breeding ewes and does is going to be ranging between a 2.5 and a 3.5. Research shows that animals that are too thin, so anything below that 2.5, or too fat, anything above a 4.0, are less likely to conceive and actually have more complications during pregnancy, leading to dystocia during lambing and kidding.
Bentley outlines key vaccination protocols that support the health of breeding stock.
I think vaccination and disease prevention is probably our number one thing that we should be trending towards or thinking of as we're entering our breeding season. All breeding animals should be vaccinated against CD&T or Clostridium perfringens type C and D with a tetanus toxoid. So this should be given at least 3 to 4 weeks before breeding, especially within our does. And the reason we say that is doe and ewe are going to be providing a lot of passive immunity to lamb. So getting this window right for when we give her that CD&T actually primes her to produce that antibody within her colostrum, and then we pass that protection on to lamb.
She adds that targeted deworming is especially effective in protecting against parasites.
Deworming is one that is really near and dear to my heart with the parasitology. So I always recommend we steer away from blanket deworming protocol. So that means bringing everyone into the barn and giving them all dewormer all at one time. I think actually through targeted selective treatment, through things like FAMACHA, where we can pull down the inner eyelid and kind of gauge anemia. This can even be done through looking at mucosal membranes. So even if you could just kind of pull up their gums and see their gums, a lot of times we can see anemia in any sort of membrane.
That was K-State small ruminant specialist Kelsey Bentley with reminders for sheep and goat producers as breeding season nears. Healthy breeding stock helps lay the foundation for healthy offspring. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Some would say they're the creepiest of creepy crawlies.
It's a closer look at centipedes today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 2nd, the 183rd day of the year. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall was born on this day. And in 1964, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law. The sight of a centipede skittering across a wall or in the bathtub can make the bravest of souls recoil in fear. But while their ugliness is unmatched in the insect world, here's some reassuring news. House centipedes are harmless, and they even prey on other unwanted creatures like bedbugs, cockroaches, and termites. Even so, you probably don't want them around. Eliminating sources of moisture usually does the trick. And here's a fun centipede fact. They always have an odd number of leg pairs, so in fact, the number of legs is always even. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, sunny and 66 degrees. Highs top 90 today and again tomorrow with a gradual warm-up.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas City Royals going into their game number 3 of their 4-game series tonight against the Seattle Mariners. That one on the road in the Pacific time with a late-night game with first pitch at 8:40. Tomorrow, with game number 4 wrapping up that series, that first pitch at 9:10. Prior to that, the Kansas City Royals ended up going 1-3 against the Dodgers, winning game number 2 of the 3-game series with a 9-5 victory, but losing game 1 5-4 and game number 3 by a 5-1 margin. They have dropped back down into that number 4 slot for the American League Central right now with an overall record of 39-46, just one game behind the Minnesota Twins at 40-44. The Tigers are still number 1 in the American League Central at 53-32. After their 4-game stint with the Mariners in Seattle, they head down to Arizona, taking on the Diamondbacks starting on Friday for their 3-game series, with 4th of July kicking off that one before Monday, heading back home to Kauffman Stadium, taking on the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Ready for the ultimate music experience and rock the plains in Manhattan, Kansas at Tone Creek State Park, August 8th and 9th. Join us for 2 days of non-stop live music featuring Casey Donahue.
Living on the double wide train.
Logan Mize.
She calls me back. Back to her heartland.
Curtis Grimes.
Loving the cowboy.
And Randy Rogers.
I wish you were in my arms instead.
More. You'll be under the stars and by the dam for this historic weekend.
Bring your friends, bring the energy, and let's rock the plains together.
You'll also see Aaron Watson,
like an old freight train.
Pat Green,
came on way, long way.
And the Josh Abbott Band.
She's like Texas, and she likes me.
Get your tickets now at rocktheplains.com with VIP and camping sites available. We'll see you at Rock the Plains at Tone Creek State Park.